The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Man, how many of you know about that one-eyed dog he sings about? It's what they call a double entendre. If you know, let me know you know. Good Saturday morning, and welcome to the opening day of the West Zone of the duck season here in the state of Louisiana. I got a came in late last night, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries flyover report, and well, I got to tell you, it's not real good looking. I'm going to hit some of the highlights, and we'll get into it a little bit more in detail later on, but I wanted to catch you duck hunters if you're on your way. I would say, for the most part, keep your expectations low. Not only this high water we're going to talk about, too, going to scatter birds around. Not very cold. We didn't get a whole lot of cold fronts ahead of this to push any birds in. And the flyover report from the department reflects that. The opening statement says, the 2024 November survey estimate of 510,000 ducks in Louisiana's coastal region and the Little River Basin is again the lowest on record, 12.7% lower than last November's previous record low, which was 584,000. And we'll get specifically into some of the bright spots, which are few, but there are some. And, of course, the lowlights of how drastically our waterfowl populations have changed over the last 10 years. So you duck hunters, stick around for that. And, yes, because the hunting seasons are here across the Gulf Coast, so we have a young lady who recorded a song about wanting to go deer hunting. We're going to air her song and talk with Emmy Taylor-Vallo more about her motivation to hunt and the future of her singing and acting careers. And, as always, if you had a successful fishing or maybe a hunting trip this week, we'd like to include your report with those from our field reporters, our professional captains, and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message along with your questions and comments at 504-260-1870. It comes real time in here to the studio. Also, if you're going to be with us throughout the program, this morning's your lucky day. I have for you the story of three men who thought using possums as footballs and posting the video on social media was really cool. Well, it has earned them the distinction of being this week's Bad Boys of the Outdoors. And just for a programming note, Bad Boys going to be a little early this morning. We're going to do our Bad Boys at about 5:30, so it's coming up early for you. Your coastal marine forecast, I'm kind of wondering about the accuracy. According to yesterday and early this morning, they got some gale warnings up, but I think that may be for much further out in the Gulf than along the coast. Was calling for winds 25 to 30 knots, 8 to 11-foot seas offshore on the interior lakes and bays. East winds 12 to 20 knots, and that's pretty choppy. And a lot of times the east wind that strong for any consistent length of time presents some flooding problems, roadways and that type of thing. And we'll be checking in down in Lower St. Bernard Parish with Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo this morning and get an update on the situation there as well as fishing reports for you. Average tide range 1.2, but you can kind of throw that out the window. There's going to be more tide than most people are going to want to deal with if you're in the coastal area. Scattered showers, well, only about 30% today, going up to 70% tomorrow. And, again, for you duck hunters, there's going to be lots of water in the tidal areas that scatters the birds, which are already at a fairly low population, except for a couple of areas. And we'll tell you where those hot spots are going to be located if you'll stay with us. So bring your phone, turn your phone on, listen to us on the live stream if you're headed into the duck blind. Some pretty interesting observations were made when the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries aerial surveys were taken earlier this week and last week. All right, we'll be back to do all of that stuff we talked about right after this three-minute pause, where you are listening to the show that's been entertaining you, keeping you awake, and sending you on your way to the duck blinds and the fishing hole for the last 35 years. It's kind of a new show. We'll see if it sticks on and stays around. You might want to tell your hunting and fishing buddies if they don't know about it. Tune it in every Saturday morning, 5 to 7. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, if you are a regular listener of this program, about this time every Saturday morning for a number of years, we heard from Robbie Campo at Campo's Marine in Shell Beach. Robbie's back up at the deer hunting camp in Kentucky, so we go even further back than that. A guy who did these fishing reports for us for many, many years when he had the marina down in Hopedale and knows a lot about St. Bernard fishing. Glenn Sanchez joins us. Glenn, good morning. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Good, good. First thing I want to know, you know, stiff east winds. We've had this for a while. We're going to get some more of it. What's the road conditions down in St. Bernard? Is everything high and dry as far as getting to the marinas at Delacroix and Hopedale and Shell Beach?
Yeah. I just talked to somebody. They said they didn't have any problems coming down Florizon, and that's going to be the main place that you're going to get water first is on Florizon. And we're good. They got a little water on the dock right now, about 4 or 5 inches on the dock, but it's not really bad. The duck hunters are going to have a tough time because the ducks are going to be all over the marsh.
Yeah, they'll be scattered what ducks are there, and of course they get their early starts. Glenn, you've been fishing down there an awful long time and talking to a lot of people who fished out of your marinas. When the water gets up like this time of the year, what is the best advice you can give people on where to go and what techniques to use?
Well, first you're going to have to get in the marsh and try and get some land behind you so you can hide a little bit, cast with the wind. Look for some a current line, you know, and find the current line. Fish on both sides of it, see if you can find anything. You know, a lot of times they're going to be right on the outside of it. If they're not there, move to the next turn in the canal or something and try a bunch of spots until you, you know, figure it out. And, you know, sometimes they're on the top, sometimes they're on the bottom. Sometimes they want it fast, sometimes they want it slow. You just kind of have to work it and figure it out sometimes.
Glenn, as far as the tide, we got a pretty good tide range over a foot, and we got the stiff wind. When the tide's at its maximum incoming and the wind pushing it too, there's going to be a lot of water moving. Under those conditions, do you suggest fishing the back ends of ponds where that water kind of backs up and maybe pushes the bait back there, or maybe on some of the turns where it's coming around?
Well, the back ends of the ponds, the turns, and like I said, the current line, that's where they hang more than anything. And, you know, you just, like I said, just need to go out there and look for them sometimes. And, you know, we're catching plenty of fish. You just can't keep them because they 12 and 12 and three quarters. And, you know, next year or just in a few months, they're going to be, it's going to be plenty of fish for everybody because I can go out and catch 50, 60 fish by myself. You can only keep 15.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's
They're going to catch up.
And good advice for people to take every little bit of care they can to keep those fish healthy and return them to the water alive so that, because they grow fast and we should have an abundance of those legal fish for next year.
I would think.
The other thing I wanted you to mention, what's the gnat report down there? You know, when you get with these warm conditions and what is considered wintertime now, those little guys come out. But the wind might overtake them.
Yeah, they were out last week when it was calm. I don't know if they can deal with this wind too much, but let me tell you, when I come out in this marsh, I don't come out here in short pants or in short sleeve shirts in this time of year. And I'll see people do it all the time. It's like you need to come out here covered up because if they decide to come out and eat you, you don't have a choice but get eaten.
Yeah, and you can bring some sprays and lotions, you know. There's a few good ones out there, but, the thermocells really don't work because if you move in an open area, you know, the way that thing works, it builds up that intensity in the air right around you. If you're sitting in a closed-in deer box, that's fine, or even a duck blind, but not on an open moving boat when you're running a trolling motor.
No, No, not at all. No. But, I mean, the main thing is just cover up. And, you know, a lot of people that don't realize it, if the gnats are really bad and you're all covered up and your hands are still out there, put some latex gloves on and they can't bite through the latex. And you can do anything you want. You can feel everything you're doing with the gloves, but they can't bite your hand.
Glenn, one thing we want to remind people, too, duck season's opening up. There's going to be people out there setting up in some of the interior ponds. If you see somebody duck hunting or you see some ducks that don't seem to be swimming, at decoys, avoid it. Don't go in on somebody when they're duck hunting. We don't want any confrontations between hunters and fishermen.
No, actually, the fishermen should wait a little while, let the duck hunters get their morning shots, and then go launch their boats, and then they can run up some ducks for the fishermen again, and they can get some more shots.
There you go. It can actually work in their favor. Glenn, I had somebody that was asking to put out a few Thanksgiving recipes this morning. You got one that you do on the green egg. I think you do it on a green egg, or your smoker, and it's that roast that you do. Tell people about that. It's pretty simple, where you put it on and leave it all day and come back. Man, that thing falls apart. And it's a pretty... Now, nothing's inexpensive at the grocery, but as things go, it's a pretty cheap piece of meat.
Yeah, well, that's the Boston butt. It's about $15, $16, and I'll make my own rub with a lot of garlic and, you know, pepper and onion and everything, mix it all up, and brown sugar, and then I'll put it on the green egg, and I'll sit it on there for about 15 hours, and I'll check it every now and then. I'll put a little bit more brown sugar and maybe squirt some Sprite on it, make a glaze. It's fabulous.
And what temperature do you cook it at?
225 for about 15 hours, and the fat melts away, and it's just got smoke throughout the whole piece of meat. It's delicious.
Ooh, you're making me hungry. A Boston butt a la Glenn Sanchez. Love it. Glenn, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Hope y'all catch some fish whenever you get a chance to get out, and we'll be talking to Robbie when he gets back in next week.
Sure enough, and everybody stay safe, because, you know, you can mess up out there if you're not careful, so stay safe.
Absolutely.
And this time of year, bring some dry clothes in the boat in case somebody was to fall overboard.
Yep, we're getting close to that hypothermia season. Even though the air temperature feels a little warm, or you get wet and you're running and it's windy, a different situation. Always good advice.
So, all right, Don, y'all have a great one.
You too, buddy. Thank you for your report. Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo. All right, we come back after this. You duck hunters, if you're getting ready to launch the boat and head on out to the blind, turn your phone on and listen to us on the live stream at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, because I'm going to get into detail about this duck hunting report that the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries put out just late last night. We'll give that to you. Talk about your text messages. Send us one, 504-260-1870. Fishing reports, questions, comments. It's all welcome every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you are a West Zone, which is a little bit confusing because the West Zone of Louisiana extends all the way from the far western part of the state, Lake Charles and the Texas state line, all the way to Venice, Louisiana, which is the entire coastal zone is what they really should call it. That is the West Zone. It opens up this morning, duck hunters. Today, this morning is your day. Normally, opening day is one of the best. Unfortunately, conditions... it's probably not going to happen for you. As I mentioned earlier, the 2024 November survey is the lowest on record, 510,000 ducks. It was 584. Last year, we have broken that record. The breakdown on what you might see if you headed out there, zero mallards were counted in this whole month, not one single mallard. And, you know, as I can remember as a young guy, we had lots of mallards in Louisiana. None were counted. Model ducks last year were 19,000. This year, 15,000. The gray duck, which has become kind of the bread and butter duck, especially on the southeastern marshes, they are down to 87,000 this month. And last year, it was 137,000. They are 79.2% lower than the 10-year average. What a trend. Green-winged teal, last year we had 51,000. This year, 26,000. They are down 81.5% over the 10-year average. Blue-winged teal, one of the bright spots. They are up this year, but very small percentage, 3.8%. The 2024 estimate was 229,000. There are a lot of blue-winged teal. That is mostly what you're going to encounter this morning. There were 154,000 last year. Spoonbills, light, 19,000. Last year we had 81,000. That's another bird that is well down over 10 years, minus 77.3. The ringnecks, which a lot of people enjoyed lots of last year, 37,000. They only counted 2,000 this year. They are down nearly 100% over the 10-year long-term average. So as duck hunting goes, it used to be a waterfowl sportsman's paradise. Not so much anymore. It's a trend has been downward for many, many years. That's not to say there's not some bright spots. There's going to be areas where there's going to be concentrations of birds and other areas where they're very slim. In southwest Louisiana, the report said the marsh conditions are good. In fact, most of coastal Louisiana, we didn't have any serious tidal surges or hurricanes or tropical storms. The aquatic plant species are pretty good. The problem is just no ducks. And what we need is some brutal cold fronts to drive them down. The best areas would be the Rice region around Lake Arthur, Klondike, Pecan Island, and Gaydon. In southeast Louisiana, where they had 107,000 ducks, the water conditions were average. The vegetation is abundant. The submerged aquatic vegetation is good at the mouth of the Atchafalaya. The marsh quality south of Houma is favorable, yet those ringnecks were largely absent. I am getting reports that there are a lot of coots or pulldoo on the southeastern part of the state. Generally, they're down there around that Atchafalaya and Houma area. They're not there. The mouth of the Mississippi River, again, as many years, most years, they have the most ducks, and you're going to see a lot of pintails and blue-winged teal this year. There's also a lot of ducks in the Delacroix marshes, mostly blue wings, and those whistling ducks. And those are two areas we're going to get reports from live from the duck blinds this morning. We're going to check in with Mike Smith, LouisianaDuckHunts.com in Delacroix. Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, he'll be down in the Plaquemines Parish on the way to the mouth of the river, so hopefully they'll have some good reports for us. I know they both had pretty fair teal seasons, especially there in Delacroix. I made a hunt with Mike, and We limit it out pretty quickly down there. All right, Little River Basin, the water's good around that Catahoula Lake area. Again, the count there was for the Little River area. Let's see what they had. They had pretty slim. You know, they had 141,000 ducks all across those areas there. All right, so the season opens up today for the West Zone. And one very important thing, model ducks are off limits this year for the first 15 days, both zones, east and west. And then after the first 15 days, you're allowed one model duck per day per hunter. This first segment of the West Zone is going to remain open till December the 8th, and there's another split on December 21st at Christmas week, and that will go through New Year's and wrap up on January 5th. And then the last split will be on Saturday, January 18th, till the last day, which will be January 31st. The duck season over in the East Zone will open next weekend, goes through December 1st. They only have two splits. And that will reopen on Saturday, December the 14th, and run through January 26th. Both zones, zero on the model ducks for the first 15 days, and then one for the remaining 45 days of those 60-day seasons. Changes next year. Yep, you're going to see a shorter teal season, I believe, and maybe some tighter restrictions on some of these other birds where the numbers are down over those 10-year averages. All right, so there it is. A few bright spots, a lot of lowlights in the waterfowl and duck hunting. Let me know what you're seeing in your duck pond. You can text us at 504-260-1870. If you did any scouting, what did you see? We also welcome your fishing reports, your comments, and your questions. And coming back after this, an early airing of our Bad Boy of the Outdoors, a special treat for those of you who don't get to stay with us to the second hour. You'll hear three guys that, they had a little problem distinguishing a football from a possum, and they're in trouble, and they're our bad boys. Their story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at the current wind speeds. Down to Southwest Pass, a due east wind at 28 knots, and although inland, the further in you get, it drops off pretty drastically. They're reporting only a 3-knot wind over at Pascagoula and 8 at Biloxi, 5 in Slidell. That's a northeasterly wind. And a lakefront in airport in New Orleans, 13 knots out of the due east. Terrebonne Bay and Galliano, pretty light, under 10 knots. So we'll see. We'll check in with Darrell Carpenter down on the Grand Isle. Looks like the closer you venture out into the Gulf, the higher those winds get. Forecast, of course, is much worse than that. But we'll see. Looks like Raphael's not going to present hardly any problems other than some high tide conditions and maybe some winds for the next couple of days. Today, the rain, not so quite so bad, about 30% chance, 70% for tomorrow. All right, we got an early edition of the Bad Boys, and it's coming up next, right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Sergeant Harvey Pierce began an investigation back on October the 17th when he got a complaint about an animal cruelty video that was circulating on social media. The video was taken on October 14th near Manny and showed Joshua Rivers driving a truck at night with his headlights on, lighting up a possum in a field, with Cole Sattler kicking and stomping the possum to death while Hayden Spahn was the cameraman recording the event. Pierce arrested the trio on aggravated cruelty to animals and for illegally hunting possums and booked them into the Sabine Parish Detention Center. If convicted, facing maximum criminal fines of up to, get this number, $25,500 and up to 10 years in jail, a 21-year-old Cole Sattler of Belmont, 25-year-old Hayden Spahn of Pleasant Hill, and 29-year-old Joshua Rivers of Zowali, Louisiana, are bad boys of the outdoors. You know, you might say, so what's the big deal? That's very strict punishment for one dead possum that we're not going to miss. Well, that's a lot different from, you know, shooting or trapping any animal. And, you know, I would say the larger problem is not so much with the result of the crime of the loss of a possum, but maybe with the mental state of mind of these alleged perpetrators. Maybe there's some signs there of some serious mental problems. And, you know, there is some evidence out there that younger people who exhibit cruelty to animals later on exhibit violence and crimes against humans. I'm sure the judge, if he's thinking when he's sentencing these three characters, might even prescribe some mandatory psychiatric evaluation to be done. You know, and 21, 25, and 29, these are not kids. These are not teenagers. And again, it shows the ignorance to put it on social media. You know, two things that lead to a lot of our cases, and any wildlife and fishery enforcement agent will tell you nowadays, things have changed. You find a lot of this comes to you on social media. There it is, the date, the time, the place, the characters, all the evidence you need for a conviction. And then the other thing is the bragging. You know, they got to tell people about it, you know. And, of course, one other factor, there's so many more people now who are concerned citizens, and they make it so easy with the TIPS hotline, the Operation Game Thief, where when someone observes it, you can report it, get all the details, descriptions, license plates, time, place, location, and just simply make that call. And you hear me talk about how much money is awarded. You can receive, you know, up to thousands of dollars in rewards if your information leads to conviction. And they do it in a way where you remain completely anonymous. They're not going to ask you your name. They're not going to trace who you are. And they reward you. They get you your cash money if you so decide to accept that, in a way that you keep your anonymity and no one ever knows who you are. There's some people that kind of have a little part-time job doing that and nailing bad boys of the outdoors. And, you know, we got them every week. It's usually a tough decision sometimes to pick which one we put on, because there's so many of them doing it. And I think that's also a tribute to the great job. We've just got to really, when you look at the size of this state and the scope of what they have to manage, offshore, inshore, saltwater, freshwater, every type of game from turkey to rabbits. And we've really just got a handful of enforcement agents, and they need all the help they can get. And the public certainly fills that in. And when you got geniuses like this who put their crimes, document it and put it online and for the whole world to see, that even makes it a little bit easier. All right, we come back after this, give you some fishing information I got if you want to do some freshwater fishing. Also, got some other information to tell you about, and I've got some more reports coming up. Your text messages at 504-260-1870. A lot of you did get the one-eyed dog story. We'll tell you about that if you don't know when we come back on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you are into freshwater fishing or maybe want to try it, got some good reports in this week, especially for those white perch, crappie, sockeye, all the same fish, different names. The basin over there, Lake Verrett area, has been very good. Grassy Lake, Bayou Sorrel, Bayou Pigeon, all those areas producing some nice catches of big, juicy sockeye. So if you're so inclined and you want to make a switch from saltwater, give it a try. I think you'll enjoy it. Usually you can get out of the wind. It's not open areas like you're finding. Of course, fish structure, and use those little jigs or shiners, and you might end up with some what I consider the tastiest fish that swims, is the sockeye, which is French for a sack of milk, and a lot of you knew that. All right. Also, if you were tuned in last week, you heard a song from a young lady, very young lady, named Emmy, called I Want to Hunt. Well, we're going to play it again coming up right after the top of the hour. And she's going to be joining us right near the end of the show to tell us about her hunting experiences, and also maybe a possible career as a singer. Very talented young lady, and you'll hear from her. And if you want to send us a text and a comment, it's always welcome at 504-260-1870. I'm sure I'm not the only one that gets these wayward text messages. This one came in first. It says, I'm so embarrassed I took your apron. That was not meant for this text, but it got here. And those wayward texts happen. This one was intended. And we got a lot of you, when I mentioned the one-eyed dog, it's a bull eye or a headlight, which was used to shine rabbits and deer. Beaticoat Tommy says, as a young boy growing up, I thought that was the only way to hunt rabbits. And back in the day, a lot of us did, because we really didn't know any better. And the probably our mentors It was just things that was done. It wasn't. It was illegal, but it was just the way that things were done back then. And now I look at now the younger generation; they wouldn't think of doing that, and you know, and that's a good thing. The match director's checking and says a one-eyed dog is the old Q-beam spotting lamp. And here's one from our Ohio listener where it's getting chilly. The geese are moving up there, so y'all watch out for the geese. And they say one-eyed dog is a shiner, a flashlight. Stay well. Let us have some Thanksgiving recipes. What did you think about Glenn Sanchez's Boston butt? Man, I tell you, I have sampled that, and I actually cooked it. A wonderful piece of meat. Inexpensive, too, as far as meat goes. All right, we got Wing Bone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's working steadily on those Wing Bone turkey calls. And we got the Backstrap Stacker. He's in Clark County, Alabama. Next weekend, youth gun season in Bama. They're getting ready and hoping for some rain over there. A little bit they got last week isn't enough. Hopefully the forecast rain for tomorrow shows up. Have a great day, everyone. And we got this. Glenn Sanchez's Boston butt is hashtag fatboy approved. We know who that is. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on. He's also a gourmet cook, too. All right. Please repeat the live stream address. That is Don, the Outdoors Guy, GUI.com. And you can find it right there. All right, here's one that says, how soon do you get to your top water morning spot before sunup? Been hitting them, but they stop like a switch at little light. That's from Old Dog. I think the light certainly has something to do with it. You want to be there as early as you can. The surface wave height, you know, if you got flat water, I found that they hit those top waters so much better. And generally, you're going to get your lightest winds right before daylight, so right at daylight. And, yeah, they can stop as soon as they start. And sometimes it just depends. I've had them hit throughout the day with a little bit of chop on the top. But I'll tell you, that's my favorite artificial bait is a topwater bait, whether it's for bass or for speckled trout and reds. Big E wants to know, are the slimy sugs for saltwater or freshwater? They were originally designed as a freshwater bait, but they're actually a dual bait. It work either fresh or salt, and that's the bait that Ryan Lambert loves so much, those big old slimy slugs. Here's one says, good morning, Don. I'm not a hunter, but enjoy listening to your shows every Saturday as I head to my job in the golf business. The duck population numbers are startling. Can you provide an explanation for the decline? Always learn something when I listen. Thanks. Well, that's a real compliment. If you don't hunt and fish and you listen to the show and find it interesting, that tells me I'm doing my job. As far as the decline in ducks, we could spend 30 minutes talking about it, but to sum it up, give you the Cliff's Notes. A lot of reasons. One, loss of habitat down here. Coastal erosion has not provided the habitat they need. There's a thing called short stopping where the law has now allowed people to grow crops and flood them with water, which putting crop in water is illegal. But if you grow it and flood it, it's legal, and that has caused ducks to stop coming here. And we haven't had as many hard, cold winters as we've had in the past. And I think that because we've had these long seasons and high limits for so many years, I think that also contributed. It's all those factors, but there's no doubt about it. Duck hunting, particularly here in South Louisiana, is not what it used to be. Butch, the Wyclosky Bridge tender, says the water's coming up a bit on that Florissant Highway. It's at the top of the canal, and they have some on the road near the bridge. So y'all watch that water if you're headed down in those coastal areas. Here's one said, I lost a little friend on Bayou Bonfica 49 years ago by a gun not on safety. I'll never forget my buddy Bill. Ask the guys hunting with kids and friends, be careful, load up in the blind in front of the decoys. Don't forget the snacks in the blind. God bless my old Springer Spaniel. Chevis and my buddy Bill. That's from Big Mike on Bayou Liberty, keeping memories. Yep. Can't bring up enough gun safety reminders, particularly in the duck blind. I can recall some very tragic instances that occurred. All right, I got some more text messages coming in. We'll get to those later, but right now we've got a break to take. And coming back, we'll check in with Darrell Carpenter at Grand Isle, find out what's happening there on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got some text to get to from Dr. Dan, the River Rat, Jay Bull and his crew, Ben from Mississippi, and also Old Man Sam and some others. We'll get to those. But first, we got this guy, Darrell Carpenter from Grand Isle. Darrell, what's the wind down there, man? I'm getting some mixed forecasts. You know, some calling for gale force warnings, but I'm looking at the current wind speeds and doesn't look that bad. What are you getting down there?
Well, but Don, it's been doing that 25, 30 knots during the day. And, you know, at night it kind of drops off a little bit. It's, according to the wind gauge, it's about 10, 12 miles an hour right now. But, you know, but like I said, during the day, once that sun comes up and you get that atmosphere mixing, it's been jumping up to 25, 30. It's water is extremely, extremely high. I mean, you can tell we got a storm close by. A lot of the side streets are flooded. You know, just it's a little bit of adversity going on, but it's going to get windy again today, I'm sure. That storm's still hanging right off our coast out there.
Well, if somebody's just got to go fishing today and then they're going to watch the LSU-Alabama game tonight, what advice would you have for them when you got high water and high winds this time of year? What are some suggestions and tips?
Well, you know, Don, especially with the anticipation that wind's going to pick up, if you're going to get out there, go ahead and get out there early so you can get across those bays and get to the marsh, and then all you got to do is fight it coming back. Otherwise, this is the time of the year that when we have conditions like that, we seriously think about go ahead, you know, trailering up to Leeville and launching, you know, some of those more protected waters. Leeville launch, the public launch at Leeville, the public launch at Fouchon, both of those will give you, they're right close by, and they give you more protected water so you don't have to run across those big wide open bays. Other than that, Don, I mean, the one or two days that we had this week that the wind actually laid down, I guess it was day before yesterday, I think it was, the wind laid down to like 4 miles an hour. The gnats showed up, and they're out in force, and the speckled trout are still everywhere. When it does come down, I mean, right now you're going to have to concentrate in that marsh, work, you know, current points, current lines, oyster reefs in the marsh itself. And you're going to have to probably, you know, go through a bunch of small fish depending on what you sit down on top of. And when I say small, we're definitely feeling the effects of that 13-inch for the fall anyway, because a lot of those fish are just over 12. And, you know, it's just our typical smaller fish for the fall whenever you got to retreat in that marsh. But other than that, you just got to stick and move. Keep working. Keep working, you know, just current point after current point, oyster reef after oyster reef. And it ain't going to take you long to put 15 together.
Darryl, would you say that the speckled trout have made the complete full transition to the interior marsh, or there's still some hanging out around the bays that have got to move in yet?
No, there's still some nice fish hanging out on the lower bays. It's just, you know, the problem is when you get one of these rare late season storms, the problem is trying to get to them. The water still has been, I mean, it's been cleaning up amazingly fast. We've got a whole lot of fresh ocean water coming in, Gulf water coming in. So it's going to clean up real good. When this storm does pass and these winds, the tides start to retreat, that's when, you know, you're going to see a little bit of movement. You're going to see a whole lot of shrimp coming out of that marsh where shrimp's left in the marsh. And you're going to find those fish at the mouth of any canal, any hole, just waiting for them. And there's going to be a mass migration of those shrimp coming out.
Darryl, you're talking about going up into the more protected marshes around Leeville and those areas there. Is there anybody still duck hunting in those areas? You know, this is opening day of the duck season. Do the fishermen in that area need to watch out for duck hunters set up in their ponds?
There's a few. And, of course, every now and then you still, you know, I mean, there's so little land left that a lot of these people have stopped what they're worried about, oh, you trespassing kind of thing. And, of course, there's no ducks. There's a few duck hunters, but no, I mean, it really hasn't been an issue. I think they've rebuilt three or four of those marsh camps, and that's about it. There's a couple of spots that are what we call hot spots you got to kind of stay away from up around that Golden Meadow area. But, yeah, it really hasn't been all that bad.
Got it. Darryl, somebody wants to get in touch with you for either information about Grand Isle or to book a trip with you, tell them the best ways to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find us at RealScreamers.com. Or, like we say every week, just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
How's the bookings look for the winter?
Almost non-existent.
Plenty openings, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's industry-wide. So, I mean, it's really been, this economy has treated us very poorly.
Well, hopefully what happened earlier this week will change that.
It did my retirement a lot of good, I can tell you that.
Yes, it did. A lot of people's. Darryl, always a pleasure. Thanks for the report each and every week, and we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully under some less windy conditions.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All righty. Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back, you're going to hear a song called I Wanna Hunt from a very young singer named Emmy. And you'll hear from her a little bit later on in the next hour. We're also going to get some in-the-blind duck hunting reports from Mike Smith and Ryan Lambert there, and a couple of the what has been forecast as some of the best areas among one of the worst seasons, opening days, populations of ducks we've seen. That would be Mike Smith and Delacroix, Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. And if you're going to be putting a kayak in the water for either fishing or hunting, we got him. He's known by many names, but we call him Captain Merrick, and he'll be with us for the Paddler's Report. All that coming up right after the top of the hour break, and you're listening to it here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.